USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Proponents of raising the gas tax and a vehicle miles travel tax are saying it's increasingly unlikely that either tax will be a part of President Biden's massive infrastructure proposal. Administration officials have indicated they would rather raise the corporate tax to pay for their $2.3 trillion package. Senate Republicans say there's no interest in their caucus to pursue the first gas tax increase since 1993. Bitcoin, the world's biggest cryptocurrency, battled back Monday following a 14% crash over the weekend. Some reports have speculated that Bitcoin's drop could possibly be connected to concerns that the U.S. Treasury may crack down on money laundering through digital assets. Nicholas Panigurchilou with J.P. Morgan on CNBC.
It represents a significant challenge here for Bitcoin to sustain its momentum.
Despite Bitcoin's drop, many big-name crypto investors are still bullish. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
House Democrats passed a plan on Wednesday that would make it increasingly difficult for any president to impose a travel ban to protect American citizens. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan.
Number of illegal immigrants coming into our nation since they've been keeping records. So it is definitely a crisis, definitely chaos. And what do the Democrats do? Last month, they passed two bills that give amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. You can't make this stuff up. And then today they're going to pass a piece of legislation that takes power away from the commander-in-chief.
Titled the No Ban Act, the legislation would limit a president's authority to use travel bans without first consulting Congress and would allow litigation by foreign nationals in the United States who are harmed by such a restriction. As terrible as COVID-19 has been, it's entirely possible that we'll face another pandemic unless we identify how the crisis began. Yet, more than a year after the outbreak, we still have no details on the origins. Only speculation, and that should concern everyone. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As a majority of Americans have begun the COVID-19 vaccine regimen, there are many that are hesitant. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A little more than half of all American adults have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, but there are still groups that are resistant to getting a vaccination, something health experts say will slow the country's recovery from the pandemic. Dr. Richard Besser is the former acting director of the CDC, and he tells CBS News that it's vital to find a way to direct targeted messages at the various groups of people who are still hesitant.
You can't treat them as one big block. You have to break it down and understand why different groups are not interested. So young people, for instance, have a much less interest in getting vaccinated than people who are older. And that may relate to having lower risk of having severe disease. So how do you reach young people with messages of when you get vaccinated, you help protect those who are older, who are at risk, who maybe can't get vaccinated. You help reduce the chances that a new variant will spring up.
A vaccine cannot cause COVID-19, no vaccine contains a complete form of the virus responsible for this illness. While their body builds immunity, it is normal for a person to experience minor side effects. Apple and Google faced an onslaught of accusations Wednesday from prominent app developers, including Spotify and Tile, who allege that the large tech platforms have abused their dominance and harmed competition. In the Senate hearing, complaints surrounding in-app payments and app updates allowed the tech giants to choke off rival services. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.